Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ, not here, but Bubble Boy is here. Where's Bug Boy?
I don't know where the hell he is, Greg.
What the heck happened?
He's a slacker.
Something's not right. Something's just not right. But I don't know. He's threatening to join us. So we should have CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with us. And that might happen at some point during the show. We'll see where that ends up. And we got a lot to talk about today. We got to talk about going diving. And, because my schedule, has really gotten nuts. The last week I've gotten like 5 trips laid out for the year. And we're going to talk about them, and you can mark them on your calendars and all that kind of stuff, because it was big. You know, I actually last week I took the week off, did a little family time, and we recorded the show last week. And while I had that downtime, I was able to manage some of my travel schedule. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a crazy year, very exciting year, thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures and some other cool places. And we'll get into that in just a bit. However, we got to connect with our folks on the web. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. Hey, buddy. How are you, buddy?
What's going on?
That's right. We got Jerry the Diver. We got Walt DeMartini live from the Gomez Hilton Tiki Bar, I believe, today. The weather's pretty nice down there in South Florida. Is that right, Walt? How are you, buddy?
Tiki Bar, and the girls are paddling by on their little boards.
Okay. And unfortunately, you can't see that video on Facebook Live for legal reasons. Well, that would definitely get us into trouble. But trust me, it is a visual spectacle. And
okay, Greg, I'll see you later. I'm heading down to Walt.
No, you can see the video. Just everybody on Facebook. All you can see on Facebook Live is myself, Bubble Boy, and potentially, well, the empty seat of Curly right now. Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see if he fills it with his rumpus here in just a bit. His bum. I don't know we probably don't want to talk about his backside that much.
Bum.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Barry the Bugger with us, and we are going to talk a little bit about some lobsters today. But finally, saving the best for last, Vinny Two Tanks back with us today. Vinny live out on the West Coast. And he has been diving out in the Pacific, and he's back. Well, he was supposed to be diving, and I guess it didn't go as well as you had hoped, Vinny. Is that what happened, or what? What happened?
Well, I just got distracted. There was a weather pattern that was a little – when I got there, it was a little windy. No one was diving. Mm. And then the next day, it was still a little bad. And then I got bored with that location, so I just moved on.
Okay.
So I didn't actually go diving.
But you still had an amazing adventure in the Philippines. Is that right?
Yes.
That's where
I've got many stories to tell, of course.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to be careful which ones we tell, I have a feeling. No, knowing what he likes to do on his surface interval, I don't know. Some of it we might want to leave off the air. You hear what I'm saying?
We'll talk about it at Bugfest. We're going to that this year, right?
Absolutely. That'll be the last Wednesday and Thursday.
Me and Tom are in on that one already.
Yeah, I think it's the 24th or 25th of July, and that'll be at Lauderdale by the Sea. Yes, that's one of the trips that we definitely have on the on the schedule, and everybody should plan accordingly for that as well.
But, I can't miss that trip. That's all I'll say.
Absolutely. Well, trip. I got some more trips to talk about with you today.
Let's talk.
Well,
yes.
I want to find a little bit more about what happened, though, in the Philippines before we do this, because this, you were really looking forward to this adventure. And I guess, you know, when I talked to Vinny the other day, planning for today's show, you know, he said, well, I got out there and the weather had went to crap and you didn't really get to dive hardly at all because of it. But you still had a good time. And you know, that can happen when you go out to, you know, a dive destination like the Philippines or anywhere on the, you know, on the planet for that matter. And you have to sometimes roll with the punches a little bit. Am I right, Vinny?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you just made the best of it. Did you have any travel insurance or anything in place to cover your you know travels if you were you know?
Are you kidding? I have everything. I have yearly insurance with Dan.
Okay.
I buy it by the year. Travel
right.
insurance by the year.
Okay.
Oh, sure. I have all that stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, but you know, I was talking to Roy from Dive Assure last week on the show, and I found out about this program that they have, where you literally can buy dive travel, dive accident travel / travel insurance for just a trip, for just a week or two, if you were going to a place like the Philippines. And actually, one of the things that they offer is, like, if the weather goes to crap on you, you can get reimbursed for your missed days of diving. And that was very specific to Dive Assure, the programs they have. You didn't have that kind of coverage, or would you even
actually use with it? Dan, I do, and I could apply for it. I just didn't, because I didn't actually go to a, you know, I could have got a letter from the dive site, and yeah. I could have got some money back. In fact, I got to remember to do that next time.
Yeah, well, it may be.
I could have proved the weather was bad.
Well, exactly. And, you know, that's just one of the things you kind of need to kind of roll with sometimes. You know, and I honestly didn't know you could do that. You know, they have a liveaboard rider where you can do that with Dive Assure, and I thought it was pretty awesome.
You know, on one of the scuba radio trips, we missed a day because of weather. We didn't go out because it was storming a couple years ago.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that trip.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was a day. And Mark actually filed and got money back.
Well, exactly.
Mark did it.
So it's very possible, and that is one of the things you might want to think about, because the weather's the weather, you know, and there's nothing, you know, the dive operation can do about that as far as saving your dive trip. But I think the main thing is you got to just be prepared to roll with it. And if you don't, if you get so uptight on your travels, you know, especially if you're doing some pretty, you know, big trip like the Philippines and you're in the U.S. and I mean, it's pretty exotic. This is pretty substantial travel that you have on the line. You want to get the insurance first off, but you got to be willing to be flexible and roll with it. Otherwise, you're going to just ruin your time, because there's always something that you can do, and you found stuff to do even though you couldn't dive because of the weather that week, right?
Oh, yeah. I stayed in a resort. I was in a resort with a big pool.
Yeah.
And, you know, a restaurant, you know. Yeah.
You met some folks, I guess,
oh,
and just kind of hung out?
All over the world, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of stuff to do.
So what, in the Philippines, so you just went and you're at a nice resort with a pool and hanging out?
Yeah, I stayed, you know, because
alcohol package, I guess, right?
Yeah, because there's so many beaches, you know, I mean, you just get a resort by the beach. They all have their own private beach.
Right.
And then you can go into town. There's you know, you can go to, they have night markets, and you can walk around town, experience all the cultural stuff.
Yeah,
there's
like
plenty of stuff to keep you occupied.
Well, like, what kind of cultural stuff do you have to do in the Philippines? Where they got the betel nut thing, or am I getting that mixed up?
No, that's some other country. Well, there's the standard stuff, like you could go see the historical sites and stuff. They have museums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the, you know, another thing about these Asian cultures, there's a lot happening on in the street. So just walking down the street.
Like what? What do you mean?
Everybody's out in the street. It's just, there's things going on all the time.
Like what are they doing on the street?
Well, they have a lot of small businesses on the street. They sell different types of food. You can try
different types of food. Like,
I always eat off the street vendors. A lot of people won't, but I have no problem. I never get sick, so.
Is that like naked sushi or something? What do you
mean? Well, no, they have little carts and they cook right on the street.
I thought he meant actually
eat off of them. A lot of people object to that, but I've never had any problem with it. I'll buy the little different samples of all the food that the people.
What was the most exotic food that you had there in the Philippines?
I mean, cat.
It wasn't cat, was it?
Rat on a stick.
They do a lot of sautés, you know, with meat, you know, chicken, pork, and stuff. And I had a sauté called Betamax, which was just a chicken blood, and they fried it up.
So, Betamax? They didn't have VHS?
Well, they called it Betamax for some reason from the old days, but it was chicken blood, and it's coagulated, and they fry it up.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Well, breakfast.
Yeah, well, what would you compare that to? Coagulated chicken blood?
It tastes like chicken blood. Okay. I mean, it's like blood.
Yeah. All right. But, you know, so Vinny Two Tanks is morphed into a vampire, Filipino vampire on his latest.
Just that when you go to these countries, they have lots of stuff you can try. And I kind of open minded on trying different types of food.
I think that's a good attitude to have, especially if you can't dive. I mean, that's what you got to do with some of these adventures. They are adventures. You're supposed to take them in, right? All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We got all kinds of sharks in Australia, Trent said, as we got sharks from the hospital, grainers, we got carpenter sharks, hammerheads, sharks that work for the council, shovel nose. We got sharks that rip you off for your drugs. No, they're fish, stonefish. We got fish that fill you up, gropers. We got them all. We got pudding in your vagina fish, box jellyfish.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Curly just walked into the Spice Girls. Boy, he's getting down with everybody now. Welcome.
Thank you.
CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio.
That was a weird one.
What do you mean?
That was a weird one. That sounded like it was high-pitched.
High-pitched? What do you mean?
The shock guy.
Yeah,
shocks.
I think he's Australian.
Right. I get the accent, but yeah. I'm saying it sounded like a cartoon.
Hmm. Well, maybe. You know, I don't know if he's a cartoon or not, but he has a lot of things about sharks, which makes sense since we love sharks as divers.
I love sharks.
Do we not?
They're
come on.
Favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, look, I mentioned
not
earlier.
Not so much with the box jellyfish, though.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, ho, 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 hey, now.
Woo!
Yes.
The Portuguese
anyway, we were talking about.
Here, kanji.
Yeah. We were talking about new places to go. I've set up my dive schedule for the year, and I believe we are connected with one of the places I hope to go in July. We're working out the specifics right now.
In July.
But Simon from Dominica, Simon Walsh from Nature Island Divers, I believe we got him on FaceTime audio. Simon, are you with me? Talk to me.
I'm with you, Greg.
All right. Well, welcome. How are things on the Nature Island today?
Things are awesome. We have come a hell of a long way since our little event.
Yes.
16, 17 months ago. Come a long way diving every day. The dive sites are looking great. The country's looking great. So, yeah, we're doing great.
All right. And we finally, enough time has passed, and I've been given the green light that Scuba Radio can travel back to Dominica, and that is what we plan to do for Dominica Dive Fest.
It's our 25th anniversary of Dive Fest, so it's a big deal for us down here.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be so awesome. I cannot wait. The dates, by the way, for Dive Fest, is it like July 9th? It's like the week after the 4th of July week, I believe. Is that right?
I think it's July 5th to the 14th.
You kind of caught
me.
Okay.
You caught me.
Yeah.
Unprepared with that one, Greg, but it's the 4th or the 5th to the 15th, something like that.
Right.
It goes Friday to Sunday.
Friday to Sunday, yeah, and I think I got the dates here someplace. I got it down, July 6th to the 15th. That's what I have, too. And we're planning to come out there at least for a good portion of it, if not the entire thing. So we're working out our travel schedule now, but we hope to share some special Dominica Dive Fest dive packages with everybody as early as next week. And they're kind of working those details out right now. But it's always a fun event. And Dominica, as I've said many times in the past, is literally one of, or if not, my favorite place to go dive. And I have not been there in a few years. You know, and then they had that hurricane a couple of years ago. But I have already gotten back some great reports. When we checked in with you last time, Simon, you were there with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, and he was just raving about the dive sites. And of course, you've been living there for God knows how long, and you're seeing. So the effects underwater especially have not been as dramatic as some people had thought could have happened after that.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah, like all these things, Greg, you know, the shallow areas, there's a couple, one or two areas that got hit pretty bad. You know, when you get a hurricane, the strength of Maria, pretty much everything gets affected. But
right.
I got to say, in the last week, we've been out diving Scotts at Pinnacle, West Bank, Crater's Edge, Condo, in that area there. And, you know, I'm still sensitive to this Maria thing, obviously, and I'm always asking divers, so, you know, what do you think? And you know, people rave about it. And I ask them, you know, do you see any evidence of damage? And literally our divers, they can't even see any evidence of it on the majority of the dive sites.
Yeah. Well, and that's always good to hear. And I was talking to Jerry some more earlier this week, and he was telling me a little bit more about his trip there. And he mentioned Scott's Head, and he said, he goes, underwater, I couldn't tell any difference at all from before the hurricane. So it sounds like definitely that area, which was magnificent as far as the dive site before, hasn't been affected at all. Now, topside, Dominica, that's one of the places that really has always been, you know, amazing to me. The few times I've been there, you go up there on your surface interval into the mountain, and it's like this lush tropical rainforest. Do you still have that? A lot of that greenery is all grown back, hasn't it already, or what?
It's grown back, Greg. So like most of the sites, like Trafalgar Falls and Midland Falls, and a lot of the waterfalls and the hiking trails are in really good shape. Some of the trails you have a much, much better view now than you used to before due to some lack of foliage.
Right. But it's still very amazing. Green and
it's
lush.
It's still lush and beautiful. Like when you get to the airport, to be honest, when you fly in and you look out of the window, you're still going to see a lot of rainforest that's been beaten up. But it's, you know, so instead of seeing big bushy jungle trees now, you're seeing the trees are still there, or many of them are still there, but they've just got green shoots on them. So it's all coming back. It's just going to take a bit of a while before it looks the same.
Sure, yeah, but it's still, you know,
the sites, the things that you've come here and done every year, the Emerald Pools, the hot springs, all of those things are open and people are visiting them, having a great time. The canyoning's back. The, you know, all the activities are back, full blown.
T2 Gorge,
and
the boiling lake.
Activities in Sufria are really getting busy.
Champagne Reef. Yeah.
No, wait, what you're saying? What in Sufria? The free diving, what?
Yeah, there's a lot of people coming into Sufria now because this is now sort of being recognized as one of the free diving hotspots in the world. So people are coming down here and training every day.
Really? Why? Because it's just like a big deep hole there or something? Or
yeah, well, you know what it's like. I mean, first of all, you know Sufria Scottset Bay is one of the most beautiful places ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, these guys swim 3 minutes and then they're on their platform and the platform's in 400 feet of water. So they say most places they got to travel by boat, they got to go out, you know, but here it's like they just stroll down to the dive shop, put their gear on, snorkel out for 5 minutes, and then wham, they're on their platform over 400 feet of deep water. Wow. So they're loving it.
Nice. Well, we might have to experiment with some of that stuff while we're...
you should. I tell you what, if, you know, for divers and non-divers, it sounds weird, but in a very strange way, it's relaxing and meditative. It's a cool experience.
Absolutely. Well, I've done a little bit. I've dabbled, but I haven't done it hardcore.
I've dabbled as well.
Yeah.
I've dabbled down to 32 meters, 105 feet. So.
That's impressive. Yeah, I've only done like 50, 60 feet myself. But yeah, it is kind of a zen type of experience. And I think, you know, when you do that free diving thing, it just makes you a better scuba diver too.
Yep, so, and it's going to be part of Dive Fest. We're going to have an event down here, a free diving event for sure of some
excellent.
Kind.
Excellent. Well, Dominica DM, I believe, .com or Dominica.DM. There you go. You can get some details for Dominica Dive Fest coming up in July. And of course, we're going to have more of that here on the big show over the next few weeks. Look forward to seeing you again there, Simon. We'll see you at BTS first, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'll see you there, Greg. Great to talk to everybody. Looking forward to seeing everybody coming down for Dive Fest 25th anniversary.
There you go. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Barry the Bugger disappeared. What happened? Jerry? He was there. I just looked up and I see Barry the Bugger has disappeared from the internet.
It is tax season.
He's an operator error today.
He's having operator error? Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have Jerry the Diver Guy. We have Walt DeMartini live from the Gomez Hilton and Vinny Two Tanks hanging out from the left coast.
You have the three best.
Okay.
Barry got casted away by Comcast.
Yes. Okay. They do that sometimes.
When you don't pay your bill.
The intranet is not...
He gets censored.
Not treating him well today, but that's okay. He's here in spirit, and so we'll wish him well regardless. Okay. Now, you guys all heard about Dominica there with Simon, so we are definitely going to Dive Fest, 25th year anniversary of Dive Fest.
I might have to invite myself on that trip.
I think Curly should go. CJ definitely should be there. Bubble Boy's been there before.
Oh, yeah.
We had a very memorable experience. Bubble Boy was on my first visit to Dive Fest, so I will never forget.
2007.
There was that whole restless leg syndrome incident.
I beg your pardon?
There was...
Can you elaborate?
Not really. I'm not sure. There was whole that whole brown trout issue.
Restless bowel syndrome.
Yeah, there was a little combination of those things. I don't know if we want to get into those stories.
So you guys, I understand that you guys had to share a bed.
Well, not exactly.
He doesn't like to talk about it.
Yeah, it was...
That's why I'm bringing it up.
There was a huge pillow.
A body pillow.
Or two between...
It wasn't...
the only thing they share.
Hey, quit it. Jerry the diver guy. You. You. Why, you were not there.
Old Jerry can crack them. I'll tell you what.
Hey, Greg, what are the dates again?
The dates for Dominique Godai Fest are July 6th through the 15th. So it's like a Friday, you know, like it's a good.
I think that might be the 5th through the 14th.
Well, I got the 6th. The 6th is Saturday. There might be a kickoff party Friday night. We'll get all those specifics here next week for sure as they're working out all the itinerary and stuff. We're planning to come out there.
No matter, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, we're going to be there and doing our thing and having a, you know, big old time. Beautiful place, Dominica. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, live from the Gomez Hilton. Vinny Two Tanks out on the left coast. And Barry the Bugger has joined us back. Did you get your bill paid after all? You got it done?
I have no idea what's going on. It just keeps fading in and out.
Well, okay. We got him for now.
But I'm here.
You're
but
here?
What about your connection?
Oh, that's a whole different story.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
We don't have time for
July's that. July's going to be a busy month for you.
It is because, yeah, you got Dominica Dive Fest, and then a couple weeks later, we got Bug Fest. A lot of fests.
Before that, it's my birthday.
This is true. This is true. So, you
Bug
know.
Bug Fest is near my birthday.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. So, nice. CJ, your birthday is like right there before Dominica Dive Fest, so which will give you a good reason to go. Give yourself a little birthday gift.
I like that.
Go out
there. I like the way you're thinking.
Spend some time on the Nature Island, and then Jared the Diver Guy, we can celebrate his event with instead of a birthday cake, we'll have a cake made of lobster tail.
Mm. Oh yes.
What about crab cakes?
Crab cakes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Each with a little candle.
Hmm. That I guess to each his own. No, I mean, you know,
if I'm just trying to do the whole cake.
It's
thing.
Jerry's birthday. If he wants a crab, you know, wants crabs for his birthday, you know, I'm not going to be one to argue with him.
Depending on what kind of crabs.
Huh. Well, yeah, it depends on where you're going. Where you get the good crabs? They got crabs in the Philippines.
Nah, stone crabs.
Vinny? They do, but it's not the kind you want.
What? Hey, I don't know if that's true.
They
or
have
not.
Those mean crabs in the Philippines.
Okay. We'll just leave it. Leave that one lie. But yeah, I mean, Dominica, we have that in July, but as I said, I got many trips to discuss today with the crew and anyone listening that wants to join Scuba Radio for an adventure. We have just worked out a deal with Explore Adventures to head back to Saba in St. Kitts on June 1st. Of 2019. So that's going to come up before Dive Fest in Dominica or Bug Fest. And then, so we're going to kick things off officially June 1st with a liveaboard trip in Saba once again with Explore Adventures. And I can't share all the details yet, but we may be doing something very special for this trip, which, trust me,
it's a secret.
Okay. It is kind of now, but I'm kind of waiting to see where the dust settles because we're having some discussions with the folks at Explore Ventures about doing something a little different for this trip. Now, I will tell you that if we just do the typical itinerary where we're on this one, we're flying into St. Kitts and then we end up in St. Martin and then you fly home. So you fly into St. Kitts, you fly out of St. Martin, and you, in between you spend some time on the island of Saba and diving around this beautiful island, which is pretty spectacular in its own right. But if we do what I've been discussing with the folks at Explorer Ventures to do something a little different out of the ordinary. Boy, this is going to be really something. So either or, it's going to be awesome. But I'm telling you,
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I'm probably saying too much already.
Yeah, shut up.
But
are we visiting Eustacia?
Well, we might. You know, there's a few different alternatives, and that's a thing. I can't say much more than that, Vinny. I just want to put it out there that if you're thinking that you might be up for a liveaboard trip at the beginning of June, you want to pencil this weekend for June 1st to join Scuba Radio with Explorer Ventures. Because it is going to be awesome no matter what we do.
They owe me a free trip, so it's no big deal for me.
They owe you a free trip. Well, okay, then. There you go.
Well, I did the five and got one free. Come
exactly.
on, you guys could do that.
That's right. You know, with Explorer Ventures, you do five trips and they give you a week free.
I got one. You get one, too.
Hey! How about that? So, that might work out for Vinny. We also, are working on some other trips for Explorer Ventures, and I'll tease them a little bit this time.
You're
because
such a tease.
Because I'm still working out all the specifics, but it looks like we're going to be heading out to the Red Sea and visiting their new vessel there with Explorer Ventures in October. We're looking at around October 17th thereabouts, and
call that sand and sea.
That will be an amazing adventure. I've never been to that part of the world. They got a brand new Explorer Ventures boat. Vinny, were you telling me a few weeks ago you had already booked their new boat? Or?
Yeah, I'm going in August. I've got my own cabin above decks.
There you go.
For celebrate my birthday, Explorer Ventures hooked me up on my own cabin.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's what I thought. I remember you saying that a few weeks ago that you'd already booked their new vessel. They've asked if we could go out there and do something in October. So maybe I'll get out there and give you a little preview of what to expect.
Had I known that, I would have, waited till October. Maybe
you never know. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But the vessel they have there in the Red Sea is amazing. I've never been to that part of the world. It's always been on my list. And they do offer, like a land-based add-on that you can go on the boat for a week and then you spend a night or two in Cairo or something like that and go visit the pyramids, ride a camel, the whole kind of thing.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And so I might be marking that thing off the list, but you'll hear more about that here in the next week or two. And if that weren't enough, and it never is, I mean, it's always about adding more adventures.
We want more, Greg. Tell us more.
January 2020, we're working that far ahead. We're looking to do the new Maldives boat with Explorer Ventures.
Ooh.
So, we got three trips on the docket right now that we're working out with Explorer Ventures. And, I've just given you a little bit of the outline, but I'm going to tell you there's going to be some very special things happening over the next few weeks, more details about each trip and how you can join us on board. We're going to have something going on at Beneath the Sea here at the end of March up in New Jersey in Secaucus, the dive capital of the world weekend.
You're going to check yourself into Secaucus.
I'm going to check myself into Secaucus. And we're going to do something with Explorer Ventures at that trip that will involve the Red Sea live aboard. So I'm not going to say any more than that, but it is going to be big. This is going to be huge.
Big time.
So you will want to make sure you find us at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in Secaucus with, Jerry the Diver Guy is going to join me for that little
Woo-hoo!
Adventure. Yeah. So he'll be there on site. The Aqua Gypsy is planning to join us.
Somebody new.
Mermaid Tiffany. We got some new potential mermaids that want to kind of come and display their wares, or I don't know what they do exactly.
Display actually, their wares.
What people their sometimes fins, come up to
underwears.
Me, especially when we're out and about. What is like Jerry the Diver Guy do in his off time when he's not on Scuba Radio? And I said, well, he's a mermaid scout for one. And, he's always looking, out for our best interests in trying to recruit, mermaids and dive buddies, whatever the case may be. And he's been...
Doesn't he have a lot of stills that he has to take care of?
A lot of stills.
Shut up, Barry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shh, Barry. X-nay on the ill stage.
Yeah, there's that spring water.
They don't know where they are.
They don't know where they are. They
allegedly.
Yeah, but there is a new season
They're
of Moonshiners.
Enigma of your imagination.
And just say Jerry is from that neck of the woods. We'll just leave it lie there. But regardless, he has been looking out for some or making new contacts. And today we hope to connect with one of those potential new mermaids. Is that the deal, Jerry, or what?
That's correct.
Now, is she planning to join us at BTS, at the Beneath the Sea dive show?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to have her in a tail.
And you didn't find her in person. You found her online.
Scout.
Well,
at
Dolly World?
See, that's how it is. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme, the whole mermaid's scouting process. It's like, so, you know, I assign it to various crew members, like Bubba Boy and CJ. And then they set up a pyramid under them of mermaid scouts, mm-hmm. and everybody gets a piece of the action, something.
It's like Scamway.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, yeah, you have a scout that was at the DC Dive Show last week. Is that right? Was it Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Can we say?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's Chris Finley, the super fan.
He is a super fan. And where is he, actually? Where is he at again? Where does he live?
He's in Charlottesville.
Okay. And he was at the DC Dive Show, and that's where he met this mermaid named, what's her name again, Jerry?
Kristen.
So we're going to plan on checking with Kristen and her mermaid friends that are on a video shoot or something today. That's coming up soon on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you ready to get your groove on?
Yes.
All right, then, let's get started.
This thing I love can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love, I must get down to it. I'm so ready. Diving is the thing I love.
You sound really pretty.
There goes that lady.
And now you're out of control.
She likes scuba radio, but I think I'm going crazy.
What
the hell is that?
Because the only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet. Was that a mermaid?
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
We gotta stay cool, relax for a dip.
Shut up!
With tanks on our backs to beat the heat. Because we like, come on, Greg the Dive Master on the mic, we're so ready. Because diving is a thing we love.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
This thing
I love.
It ties.
Protect, baby.
If you're doing it right. Whale sings, shark dives. You might see cool looking jellyfish. I kind of like it. Because diving is a thing I love.
I suspect.
Diving is a thing I love.
That you have some.
Diving is the thing I love.
Issues.
Diving is the thing I love. Yeah.
Work out.
Diving is the thing I love.
I like that song.
Woo!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am a big Queen fan, by the way. And I think with that one little parody, I ensured that Bohemian Rhapsody was not going to win Best Movie. And you are welcome.
And didn't they win some Oscars?
They did win best lead actor and everything. But they
and
were up
sound.
For
I think they got sound editing,
sound effects editing, or something like that. But best movie, which they were favored for, they lost.
Well, I picked up that Blu-ray last week, so I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's a great movie. But
I think it's great.
The fact that I did that little song, I think I
have
I
you seen the full Live Aid scene yet?
Yes.
Is it cool?
It is.
I haven't watched it yet.
I mean, they just recreated Live Aid, and you have the full uncut video that, you know, they just run a clip of it in the movie. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Sure.
There's an Easter egg in that movie, too.
An Easter egg?
I hate those.
What is it, Barry?
Please. In the live scene video, in the Live Aid video.
Yeah.
You'll see two guys that look like roadies sitting on top of some scaffolding.
Okay.
Those are two of the original Queen players. I don't remember their names, but...
Roger Taylor and Brian May?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Dr. May?
Yeah. You see two guys sitting up in... you see a shot where you see them up in the scaffolding.
Really?
And those are them. Yeah. That
I'll
was their
look for
big
that.
Shot there.
How did you know this, Barry?
I know the background.
And
he
I know,
used to be a roadie.
I know you are a liar.
Wait, he was a groupie.
That's a duck. That's not a Easter.
No, that's
the Cadbury.
Cadbury
bunny.
Sorry, we shouldn't say the names. We're not getting paid. To
True. Yeah, they're
advertised.
They're not. They are so good.
Like they're going to give us any chocolate. That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
How about that?
It's duck season.
Oh, okay.
Duck season.
All right, just stop, will you? We're a dive show. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
It's somewhat related to the water, Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a duck.
All right.
Out of water.
Well, you know, we can have our fun on our surface intervals as we sometimes do. Now, look, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about underwater camping. And I see we got a comment here from Matt, who he said, "I congratulations on 20 years of doing scuba radio, and thank you for that, Matt.
21 years, Matt.
But he had a question about the underwater camping we were talking about a couple of weeks ago about, hey, what about decompression problems if you have someone go down underwater, stay overnight, if they're in one of these underwater tents, which is like an underwater lift bag thing that we were talking about, you know, don't you have a problem of decompression sickness? Well, yes, you do. But if it's like Jules Undersea Lodge, which is kind of what we were talking about, Matt, they do surface supplied air from up top, and it's within 30 feet. You're not past 30 feet or one atmosphere. So that's shallow. So if you weren't going deeper in an underwater tent, which I think is insane anyway, I just thought it sounded interesting that they were shopping this idea of an underwater tent. I just think, you know, I think we kind of talked about it. It'd be fun to do for like an hour or two, but I don't know if I'd do it overnight in one of these tent /
cold
lift bags. Well, not necessarily. Why would
even
if it was 88 degrees and your body temperature is 98 degrees, you're still going to drop overnight.
Yeah, but if you stay at Jules, you can dry out.
Not
of course, Jules is like a little hotel.
Well, but an underwater tent, you'd be dry too, Barry. I don't think...
Oh, you're assuming there's no air, that there's air in there?
Of course. What are you going to
have a bed in it?
Yeah. Hello.
Got to be big enough for a bed. Duh.
Sleeping bag. Duh. It's a tent.
Sleeping bag. A water bed.
Yeah, exactly.
An underwater bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, CJ.
Scoutmasters with restless leg syndrome. Duh.
Campfires and s'mores. Oh, wait, mate. That might be a problem with
did
that.
Did anybody see the TV show this morning where the guy goes to Italy and they have underwater bubbles where they have air? You pop up, and whoa, it's only like 20 feet down, but you pop up and they grow vegetables. And they gave him a sample of some fresh basil, and they said because of the pressure, all the flavors are concentrated.
So they're
doing
growing
underwater farming in Italy.
Huh.
It's really cool.
So they were basically taking their tent and turning it into a greenhouse.
It's like a plexiglass. Yeah, it's like a clear plexiglass bubble.
I think you've been smoking or drinking.
Leave it to those Italians.
A combination?
Neither. No.
What?
It's true.
Is your rum all gone?
This is water! How dare you?
This is vodka.
Spring water is Jerry. What?
Hussers.
Oh, my gosh. The Cadbury Bunny's getting vulgar. Oh.
Not Cadbury.
All right. Hour two is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You're out of wheel here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love. I'm down in the fire.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.